This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Jake can make an earthquake. He's like Drake on top of that podcast game. All fresh, he's rising up to fame. Rock climbing, I'm rhyming, nothing can stop him. What he says is the truth, he never lies, just helping out the youth. And everyone here starting to cheer. Yeah, Amir. Amir's the man of the hour. No guessing what's next with his comedy power. Put them both together, get the best show ever. Jokes that go too far, but we don't really care, because there's laughter all up in the air. This is If I Were You. All I gotta say left is this, yo, do you.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was Justin Gonsalves.
Was it?
He's back, dude.
Gonsalves.
I like that he said, jokes that go too far, but we don't care. It sounds like he does care a little bit. Some of their jokes are a little bit too much, yeah. But I don't care.
No big deal.
I wish they wouldn't joke about it. They do touch on some pretty racy shit, and I wish they wouldn't.
It is Gonsalves.
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 At least I hope it is.
Yeah. I remember he's like, it sort of sounded like Gonzalez when, whatever.
Yeah. So thanks, Justin. Appreciate, that might be your fifth, sixth, seventh theme song.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There you go.
They're all good because they're all rap, they're all hip hop, and they're all true. He said that Jake was like Drake and I was the funnier one, and it was all like
he didn't say you were funnier.
He said you were like Drake, didn't he?
He said I was like Drake.
Yeah, and I was the funnier. Well, he's like, here comes Amir, he's the life of the party.
He didn't say that.
He was like,
he actually had like two lines about you and like a whole entire verse about me.
What did he say about me?
He said that you, nobody guessed what was next with your comedy power.
That's insane. I love that.
It was a positive thing. You're stretching.
It was like,
and now I feel like,
here comes Amir, he's the life of the party. Why don't you get too smart? And he's too smarty. He was like, he's too smart.
He
rhymes
smart with smarty.
I think so.
Nice.
Happy New Year, everybody. This is our first episode that we're recording after January 1st.
Yeah.
It's cool that the future is here.
Yeah.
It's nice that the future is now.
2016. And guess what's a little bit futuristic about this episode? You don't mind me saying.
I am on a hoverboard.
You have broken your neck. We are recording this on a 360 camera.
That's right. We want to see what's what.
Yeah.
Our buddy Justin and
a little freaky. How do you look into the camera? Like when I do this, am I looking at the camera, or are I looking at the camera all the time because the camera's everywhere?
Imagine the camera is God and He is omnipresent.
Yeah.
It's just a. It looks like a stick of gum on a cup.
I can't even do shit with my feet because like someone can just pan down and see my feet.
Yeah.
Like where I.
Well, there's still a table in the way. It's not an extra. A 3D extra.
I'm nervous tapping a lot.
Wow. Yeah. Your feet are awful.
Oh.
You're coming. So hopefully if everything goes well, we'll be able to put some 360 degree camera clips of this episode on our YouTube.
Oh, just clips. We're not going to put the whole thing there.
Or we could put the whole thing. Listen, it's the future. We don't know yet. This whole thing might not even work.
Right.
Yeah, I can imagine a world where we say cut and then it's like, oh, actually it didn't work.
That's true.
But that's what this is about.
Right now we're talking about it up
top. It's experimenting. Yeah, it's experimenting and experimenting. How was your entire break, like from December to January?
Wow, it's been a long time, huh?
Do you have like actual official New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, I do have an official New Year's resolution.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's an official one.
Official, I think.
Oh, really?
Official, yeah.
This is like for real?
This is for real.
And you think about it?
It's an actual, yeah.
And you wrote it down?
I didn't write it down.
Oh, so of course it's not official.
Write it down.
You have to write it down.
I committed it to memory.
What was it?
My New Year's resolution? What was the one thing I decided I was going to do this year?
Oh yeah, it was to write more shit down.
I've been thinking abstractly about, this has nothing to do with New Year's. I'm just thinking about getting a calendar app for my phone. Thinking about it.
You definitely have one already.
Yeah, you have the native app, of course. But I think like if there was a calendar app that I liked looking at it.
Oh, you don't like the one that's in there?
There's nothing exciting about it.
It's because you have nothing going on.
I had four little things in my calendar today, including this little debacle.
The camera's on fire. It is just on fire.
My New Year's resolution is to make 2016, the last year that my heel hurts.
Oh, that's not a resolution. That's just a hope.
No, but there's like actual steps I could do to take.
Yeah, but you've been doing that anyway.
No, not as much as I could.
You've been going to doctors. You've been trying certain like crackpot ideas, some like normal ideas. You've been getting pads. You've been getting iced. You've been getting shots.
Yeah.
What is going to be different?
Yeah. I could get the surgery that I've been avoiding.
Oh, there's a surgery that'll fix your heel?
Not necessarily, but there is a surgery that the doctor says he could open up my heel, see what's what.
Wow.
But then I wouldn't be able to walk for 6 weeks.
Wow.
And I don't want to do that. Well, so maybe this is...
If we get
to the last 6 weeks of the year and it still hurts, then I'll do the surgery.
November 15th.
Yeah.
What's the, just the Cliff's Notes abridged version of what's wrong with your heel?
So a couple of years ago...
Basically, when we started this podcast is how long your heel has been hurting.
Yeah, that's true, right?
It was the day of.
Now that I think about it,
you stubbed your toe.
If I just stopped doing the podcast, I broke my heel when I was rock climbing.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that I broke it, so I walked on the heel for 6 months.
Okay.
In constant pain.
Constant.
Yeah.
And you felt invincible. You were like 27. You're like, I'll just walk and it'll fix itself.
Like, oh, it's a bad bone bruise. It'll be fine. But a month went by, it wasn't fine. But it was like feeling slightly better. So it just felt slightly better for 6 months. But then it was like getting warm out and I couldn't run. And I was very sad about it. So I went to the doctor and they gave me an MRI. And they told me it was indeed broken.
Yeah, your bone.
So yeah, fortunately for me, I had to be on a... on crutches and a little wheelie scooter for 6 weeks in the middle of the summer during our trip to London and Iceland.
Yeah, that's how long ago this was. This was like 2013.
Yeah.
You rode on a scooter for 6 weeks.
And then I got off the scooter. My foot didn't hurt very much.
Uh-huh.
But then basically it's been slowly deteriorating back to the point where it feels like it did before I got on the scooter.
Bone is fixed, but muscles still hurt.
Yeah, well, I mean, the bone, whatever it is, it hurt. My heel hurts. I don't think there's muscle down there. It's like a fatty pad or something. It's all awry.
But according to X-rays and MRI, everything looks normal.
The last MRI I got was less than a year ago, and the doctor said it looked like I had never broken my heel. So
wow.
Like, everything is fine.
Except that it hurts.
Yeah.
You'd think medicine would figure that out by now.
It's true. And I like do all this stuff. Like I wear really padded shoes, which I don't love doing because I really miss wearing Converse. You know?
Like minimalist, lightweight, Flyknit.
I like that stuff. And now I'm wearing the Flyknit Lunars. But
of course.
Like, Lunar Zoom 3.
Yeah.
It's a pretty substantial padded shoe.
Yeah.
Though as minimalist as I could be.
They look like ski boots. So like you'll wear like full ski boots around the house.
Yeah, I wear two walking caps.
Yeah. At all times, in the shower, at home, in bed. But your goal for 2016 is to just not feel pain anymore.
No more pain in the heel.
Okay.
So 2017, I start running again. That's my goal.
Right. I guess that's a good resolution.
Yeah. I think also a resolution could be a hope, couldn't it? I'm resolute that this will happen.
Yeah, I'm at the very least hopeful that it will.
Yeah, that's pretty much everything that I had. Do you have one?
I have an interesting one.
Oh, nice. Let's get started.
All right, so this episode... are you ready for it?
Yeah.
It's going to be really interesting.
Okay.
You're going to be like, oh, that's interesting.
Nice.
Yeah. Actually, say that now.
Oh, that's interesting.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
I want to watch more TV.
That is interesting.
That's right. Most people's resolution would be to watch less TV. I don't watch any television.
Yeah.
Well, I should clarify. I only watch NBA basketball.
Right.
So name a comedy that came out in the last 10 years.
Oh, You're the Worst. People were talking about it today.
Never seen it.
Okay. Yeah. Transparent.
Never seen it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Fargo?
Nothing.
Cool. Make a Murderer.
Yeah. Not seen it.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's cool.
I haven't seen any show.
You know, I think that might be a popular resolution this year.
Is to watch more TV?
Yeah, I think it's becoming a more popular resolution because TV isn't like this mindless activity anymore.
Yeah.
TV is sort of like high culture. It's almost like, it's like liking films now.
Yeah, move over reading. There's a new resolution in town.
Totally.
And these books over here, you guys can maybe see on the 360. You can pan yourself. That's the beauty of a 360 video. You can choose which angle you want to watch. These books are trembling living in fear because I am so close
to burning them. Kindle.
They're going to be burning
Kindling,
Kindle. Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
I don't think
you're talking about an Amazon
books.
Kindle. As soon as I like one episode of fucking Kimmy Schmidt, this whole fucking bookshelf is going
to
flames.
Well, you don't read now, right?
No, of course not.
So you already could read the book. You could burn. You honestly, the resolution is to watch less basketball.
Yeah, and to burn more books.
I met somebody else, a friend of my parents, who was going to watch more TV.
Yeah.
That's a solid resolution. What are you going to start with?
That's a good question. Maybe I'll finish The Wire.
Cool.
Should I start there, or should I start current and go back?
I think you should. To be honest with you, The Wire is great. It's one of the best shows of all time, one of my favorite shows. But I feel like it's almost like reading. You can't just like go back to a book that you didn't finish and expect that to jumpstart.
Yeah.
You have to like find a new TV show.
Master of None.
Cool.
Master of None then.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Sure.
So.
Cool.
Deal.
Right now.
What?
What about dude?
All right, let's
podcast.
What is this? It is a podcast, an advice podcast, the only podcast on the internet hosted by us. I should say that I'm Amir Blumenfeld,
and I'm Jacob Penn Cooper Hurwitz.
Isn't it good that we don't have, or maybe we do, but we don't have voices that sound too much alike?
Yeah, they're pretty different.
It helps.
Yeah.
Cause
I'm glad you brought that up, Blumenfeld.
That was actually going to be my other resolution. I've been testing out just like
new voices,
speaking differently. Yeah.
What do you got?
Well, what do you want me to say?
Say, welcome to If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet.
Welcome to If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by us.
I love it.
Really? You do?
You're so hot right now.
Yeah. I can also do like my Surge voice, like, hey, dude, yeah.
Hey,
man.
Yeah.
Surge, man. Yo, dude.
Oh, that's a funny bit that we've been doing for months that we've never done on the podcast. Hey, Surge, man, give me a banana, man.
Surge, dude.
Surge listens to the podcast.
Yeah, we're not making fun of Surge.
Mm-mm.
We're making fun of a guy who's friends with a guy named Surge. And he's sort of like very, I don't even know what the joke is. He's very cool, but he's talking about, I don't know.
So he made a friend named Surge.
Yeah.
And he's like kind of cool and chill, but he wants a lot of favors from Surge. Yeah. And most of them are food related.
Yeah. Like, also like what a 6-year-old would ask for.
Hey, Surge, man, make me a crepe, dude.
Yeah.
You have any raisins, Surge? Dude.
Surge, dude, make me like a PB&J and cut the crust, man. I'm serious, dude. I'm scared of the boogeyman, Surge. Dude, I'm like, when I go to bed, I'm like afraid of shit.
Oh,
like
Surge, man, I heard a fucking noise, dude. What was that, dude? It's like a creaking, dude.
Don't even say it's like the house settling, man. I'm fucking scared.
I heard a house settle before, Surge, and that shit was like real.
I really am afraid of the boogeyman, dude.
Oh, Surge, man.
I texted you one the other day. I was like, Surge, man, let's play fucking peekaboo, man.
when you cover my eyes, you disappear, dude.
Dude, don't scare me like that. Where'd you go, dude? There you are, dude. Surge, man, you're scaring me, man.
Oh, peekaboo. Surge, man, can we have a secret handshake, man?
Man, I see you, peekaboo. Whoa, don't cover. Where'd you go, Surge? Oh, there you are.
That amused me, Surge.
There's like a hair on my microphone, Surge.
No, there really is.
Yo, Surge, dude.
If you're watching on the 360 camera, you can look at a mirror
playing
with the microphone.
That's so classic.
Yeah, dude.
And that's the kind of shit that you can't get without a 360 microphone.
We should do everything with a 360. Actually, 360 cameras freak me the fuck out. There's parts of my body that I don't want to be on camera right now.
Yeah, like I don't know if I'm sitting upright
in a
good way.
I've trained myself to be like from the chest up, just like locked off, you know?
Yeah.
Good. Like this is, but like down below, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's going on down here.
Surge, dude, I made you a lanyard, man.
Everyone did it at camp, dude.
Surge, dude, do you know how to do cat's cradle, man? Let's play with this string, dude.
You're also a cat.
Surge, dude, I took a shit in your kitty litter, man. Little brown pellets, dude. You don't have to clean up after.
Surge, dude, I'm afraid of water, man.
Dude, you gotta give me like a dust bath, man. I'm a fucking chinchilla, dude. Dude, I'm a fucking chinchilla, I swear, dude. I'm like, give me a baby carrot and a dust bath, dude. I'm a fucking hedgehog, man.
Oh, man, you saw me almost spitting the water out and you wanted to make it happen, didn't you?
Surge, dude. All right, can we answer this first question?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get a guy's name. Should we use Serge?
Serge.
Serge, dude. Hey, guys. I'm a 23-year-old dude from Wales, and I recently broke up with my girlfriend of 3.5 years, so single life is weird as hell at the moment. So the other night, I got a little drunk, and a friend of mine told me to go flirt with a girl. Side note, I'm shit at flirting. I get really anxious when I talk to new people, especially of the female persuasion. So to combat this anxiety, I tried to think of the funniest thing in my head. This isn't necessarily going to be a good thing, as most of the time it's mean, but it's still funny. I start talking to her, and I find out that she has an accent. Turns out she's from Ireland, but has a Canadian accent after staying there for a year. Now, I find it really annoying when people pick up accents quickly, so to poke fun, I just blurted out, "Stop putting on an accent, you silly imposter." Other stuff came out, but it's all a blur. She got mad. She was almost crying, and like... I've had this my whole life or some shit. It got worse and worse. I had to profusely apologize as her and her friends were ready to put me under. In the end, my aforementioned friend dragged me by the ankles to safety. Obviously, it's not the funniest thing in the world, but I was just having fun to see if she could take a joke. Does this make me a bad person or just a reverse Romeo? Tips on flirting would be great right now as I'm swimming with the sharks. Toda, boys. You're great. Lots of love. Serge.
Serge.
Yo, Serge, man.
Yo, Serge, man. This is... I don't like when people say, I just wanted to see if you could take a joke.
Yeah.
Because that's not a joke.
He's just poking
fun.
I
know, yeah, I know how to, everyone like, what do you mean take a joke?
I think a first tip of comedy is that don't make, I mean, it's easy to say don't make fun of someone's accent, but try not to bring up an accent. Because to them, if they're living abroad, they hear that all the time. Yeah. And you don't want to say something that anybody's heard all the time.
It's
that's
the
like
easiest
another
thing
tip.
To do to comment on somebody's like glasses, accent,
yeah,
height.
Yeah.
It's like something that's like a little different about them. You're like, I picked this up.
Yeah.
How do you like me now? Like, you're not original.
Yeah, that's the worst part of if the worst thing that you could do as a comedian is to say something that's obvious or that you've seen or right. heard before.
Also, though, like poking fun at somebody is not a great way to get them to like you.
That's like the negging thing.
Yeah, which I don't actually believe in. If you're just nice and funny, there's a difference between being funny and being mean. And like somebody, if they have a really good sense of humor, can like laugh at themselves. But, you know, not everybody does. And it's sort of like a dumb risk to take at a bar. Like, oh, I'm going to be rude to this person and yeah. see if they like it.
It's like the fifth grade mentality of pulling somebody's hair.
Yeah, I think if you're just friendly and nice, people will like that.
So, does this make me a bad person? Or no. just a reverse Romeo?
Neither. What's a reverse Romeo? Someone who's bad at romance?
Yeah, someone who's not slick. Someone who's not smooth.
I guess sort of a reverse Romeo. But yeah. Romeo wasn't slick or smooth either, was he? He just fell in love with the wrong woman.
Juliet?
Capulet.
All right. It's not a bad person. If you're a bad person, you wouldn't care. You wouldn't give a shit that you were being
He did
mean.
Apologize profusely.
To her and her friends.
How bad did it get? The rest of it's a blur. It like was, he had to be calling her racial slurs from Canada.
It's funny to think about what a Canadian accent is.
Oh, you
is.
Silly imposter. Just like an actual shot of what happened at the bar is like him screaming at the top of his lungs.
You fucking Canuck.
Talk normal. Talk normal, you Canuck.
And then cut to him apologizing to her and her friends.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Everybody, there's the bar. Everybody's sort of like slowly surrounding him.
Listen, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I apologize. Tips on flirting would be great right now.
Mm.
He's swimming with the sharks.
How to flirt.
That's why it's good to have a wingman. It's good to be with somebody like that. I find it because it's good to be the guy behind the loud, annoying guy.
Oh.
Because then you seem better in comparison.
Right.
So sometimes a good quote-unquote wingman is somebody who is this kind of abrasive person. You look good
you
by
apologize.
Comparison.
Right.
Because how do you look good? You're not necessarily looking good. You just stand next to someone who's worse than you. It's all relative.
True.
So if a tip for flirting would be, You hang out with loud, brash, annoying people. You come off as a sweet, sensitive, nice, and then you occasionally make a joke kind of guy. It's like rolling your eyes. Sorry about him. Look at him. I apologize for my friend. Let me get you this to apologize.
Yeah, yeah. You want to be waiting in the wings. I think there's a middle sort of thing, right? Like, you don't want to be center stage, most loud, most crazy.
Yeah.
But you also don't want to be so far
in the back.
In the back that, like, people forget about you.
Right.
Ride the edges.
Oh.
Just ride the edges, baby.
So, like, let's say we're a 360-degree camera.
Mm-hmm.
It can capture all angles. So yeah. there is no edges.
Right.
But let's say there's a frame. Right. Let's say, it's this.
Front and center.
Uh-huh. Edge, you're getting cut off. You don't want to do that.
I don't understand, like, where this is.
Yeah.
And
then you want to be in between the edge and the center.
Yes.
Left of center.
Left of center. Very, very, yeah. Very politically
too. Yeah, right. You don't want to be too extreme. You also don't want to be too moderate, where you have no opinion.
True.
So you have to be opinionated, loud, annoying, mean, angry, vile, hating, racist, I should say, or racial,
mm-hmm.
at least racially insensitive.
Yeah, if not racially unjust.
Yeah, unjust. And then accusatory, I would say, is the last one.
Mm. Those are a lot of bad adjectives, I would say.
Badjectives?
Thank you.
Yes, dude.
Staircase-a-dia.
How do you remember staircase-a-dia?
I'll never forget staircase-a-dia.
A portmanteau we came up with 9.5 months ago. Staircase-a-dia. You're not a bad person. Don't be loud. Don't be too quiet. And
stop testing the waters to see if people can take jokes. Let's just assume they can't.
Yeah, or assume they can.
Or assume that, like, that's, I don't know, it's just, like, not a great measure
attitude
of a person to be like, why do you get to be the guy that gets to, that, why are you the barometer, like, somebody's joke taking?
Yeah.
I was just testing you to see if you could take a jump.
Don't test either. Never yeah. test anybody.
Let's just...
Because if they fail, it's bad. And if they pass, you're like, you passed the test. We're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I laughed, but I don't like you.
Yeah.
I can take a joke. Well, I guess I sort of can't. I don't know. It's in between. It also, it's like, it wasn't seeing if she can take a joke. It's also seeing if you can give a joke, which he couldn't because he didn't tell a joke. He just yelled at her for having an accent.
I totally forgot the funniest part of this email, which was the subject, which is, am I fucking funny?
I guess that answer is no, at least not in this instance, buddy.
It's hard. I've never asked, am I funny?
Yeah, I think if you're asking, then you're, maybe you're funny and insecure.
Have you ever thought about what it would be like to not be funny?
Oh, to not know.
Like imagine going around. There's a lot of people that, one, aren't funny, and two, just don't value humor. Like, they'll work, go home, hang out, and fall asleep and not smile or laugh.
Yeah, that's crazy. I have thought about what it would be like to, I've thought about what it would be like to not have a sense of humor, but, like, very, not me to not be funny, almost like me to be somebody else that
yeah.
didn't have a sense of humor.
A new resolution that I thought of instead of the TV thing would be to be jacked.
That's pretty good.
So, like, fuck TV, I'll whatever, still watch basketball, but I'm also just fucking cut just now.
Lifting, eating protein.
Yeah.
That's cool. That was my resolution last year, and I
nailed it. Is to be jacked.
Yeah.
And you what?
I nailed it.
You nailed to be, what did you nail?
I'm jacked. If you're watching on 360 video, why don't you just get a whole...
Yes. Pan over to Jake right now and just look at that.
That is, yeah, dude. That's...
And you're cut too, aren't you shredded?
Yeah, I'm shredded as well.
So take off your shirt.
I'm not going to take off my shirt.
I'll let people see how fucking sliced up you are, dude.
I don't want to do that on the podcast, dude. I am sliced up.
I want to see, like, what's it called? The vicious V.
I got the vicious V. Yeah, dude.
And you got the 8-pack, right?
Yeah.
And you got the side abs.
Side abs,
pectorals,
just a ripped back.
Yeah.
Beefy quads.
Yeah. Defined quads. And you haven't skipped leg day.
No, I only do leg day.
You skipped arm day, if anything, but you haven't done that.
One day I didn't work out my neck as hard as I wanted to.
Your traps?
Yeah. But then I was like, I did a double the next day. So
what'd you do for your neck?
I do shrugs with 100-pound kettlebells, dude.
Kettlebells?
Kettlebells.
What? Kettle what?
What don't you get about the kettle?
The pot calling the kettle ball black. Would you rather be look really strong and be weak, or be look like you currently are, but be able to bench 300?
What are you talking about? I look and can't bench 300.
I see.
Would I rather look strong and not be strong, or look weak and be strong?
Would you rather be like look like Billy, but be able to lift as much weights as me? Or would you rather be me and be able to lift and push as much weight as Billy?
Interesting. I guess probably look like Billy.
Right.
I would kill someone to look like Billy.
Yeah, what a small price it is to pay. So what if I can't fucking bench more than 125? I look like I can.
Right. And like all of our friends are like, yeah, well, let's see you at the gym. Like,
yeah.
Do you go to the gym? No.
Yeah, well, neither do I. And I'm still fucking huge.
Yeah.
I made a deal with the devil. So don't worry about how much I can actually push.
Kind of like Dave's arms, where he just worked out every single day in college and still to this day has big arms. Even
yeah.
He's... has the worst diet I've ever seen.
It just doesn't atrophy.
Yeah.
It doesn't go away.
It should.
Another bit of advice to 18 to 22 year olds is to just work out now.
Yeah, and then you coast can kind of forever. Coast on that for a bit.
Yeah. I mean, Dave's almost 30.
Yeah.
And he's still huge.
He still has big arms. His gut's disgusting. Love you. Love you, Davey. Davey baby. Follow him on Snapchat. Davey Rosie.
Yeah, Snapchats are so funny. Every morning it starts with the most plain, kind of sad, him in the dark going, rise and grind.
It's like rise and grind. Rise and grind.
It's
so much of his Snapchats are him lying in bed and saying rise and grind.
Rise and grind, good name for a coffee shop.
True.
I don't know.
Nice, dude.
Whatever.
All right.
Surge, dude, do you have any juice?
Yo, Surge, man, I can't get the straw in my Capri Sun, dude.
Surge, dude, I fucking can't pierce it, dude. When I pierce it, dude, a little bit of juice came out, man. Call you your mom and clean me, it man. Up, dude. Where's your maid, dude? Where's Teresa, man? Tell her I want cookies, dude. I want Hydrox, good.
Surge. Can I have an orange slice, man? We're going to play basketball, so I really need an orange slice, man.
Surge, dude, I want milk. Should we try to answer one more question before the break?
Yeah, sure.
Really?
Forget it.
What?
On the break.
Seriously?
No, let's answer one more.
You think so?
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
Whatever you want to do.
I think we're after 30 minutes, so we'll take a break right now, and then we'll be back with more questions.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Serge, dude, I got a Koosh basketball for the second night of Hanukkah, man. We should play, dude. Let's play a horse in my room, dude.
Yo, Serge, dude, man, I got a Polaroid camera. I want to take a picture of you, Serge.
Let's do a fucking flipbook animation, dude, man. I want to make it look like this ball's bouncing up and down.
Am I your friend, dude?
Yeah, what?
Am I your friend, Serge, man? I like you, dude.
I think, will you marry me, man? Marry me, Serge. I want to be with you forever, dude. First half was over. We ended up recording it and re-recording it 12 times before the version
before
you just
it.
Heard. Yeah, just perfect. Right. And we usually do it a lot more than that, actually.
Yeah, we're getting better.
That's kind of a BTS behind-the-scenes thing that we don't usually talk about, is that we record every podcast episode 12 to 15 times and then release the sixth best version.
Yeah, the sixth best version.
Yeah.
Version.
Virgin, actually.
That's why this makes me want to start over and go back again, but let's power through.
Okay.
Because I think, yeah.
Yeah.
The first best episode goes under lock and key.
That's right.
We have a little time capsule.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll record it, and then, like you said, it goes under lock and key in the time capsule.
Yeah, so in the future, maybe one day when the aliens are rooting through the wreckage of our society, they'll stumble upon our time capsule, and they'll say, oh,
these guys are really,
is what
really
they
funny.
Called art, and this is funny. And now we'll shape our society using their words and their wisdom.
That's good.
And then me and Amir, we become deities.
Some sort of like overlords or like you said, gods.
I want to worship you, Serge.
Serge, dude. I like Roman mythology, man.
Who is Hermes, Serge?
Serge, dude, you want to practice? You want to study for the pre-algebra exam, dude?
Yo, Serge, man, will you quiz me?
Serge, dude, let's do times tables, man. What's 6 times 8, Serge? 48.
Yo, Serge, man, what's the capital of North Dakota, dude?
I swear, dude, it's Bismarck, bro. We don't know if these bits are funny or not. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah,
it'll either become a Matt Damon of itself or not.
Yeah, but what's a bit that we tried and then failed at, though? I guess we don't know, because
how do you remember
Raven's
something that's
Nest
forgotten? Yeah, that was a good one.
That's
yeah.
a primo. That's
the Wolf,
one of my
John
top.
Wolf, global,
John Wolf's
global,
local. Yeah, that's
I said Matt Damon. Seizing the cheese, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So like when we make the Serge Dude shirts, that's when we'll know that it reached ultimate. What is it called? The apex, the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
So the first best one we put under lock and key, like Jake said.
That's probably going to be good. Yeah. That, I see that. The time capsule is going to come back.
The second best one we'll throw into space. So a space capsule.
Yeah.
That way if the aliens don't quite
they
reach our planet,
there, and
they'll get to the top. Yeah.
Either way, we're deities to them.
We are still deities, gods to them. And then the third through fifth, we destroy. We'll set ablaze, and then the sixth we post online.
And the seventh we make a little suppository,
yeah.
and we stick it up in a mirror
in my butthole.
Yep, just to sort of.
I'll put it in my butt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah. I'll put. Yeah. I'll. Yeah. Like you said, I'll take it a flash drive and I'll put it in my asshole.
In your ass. Yeah. So many of our podcasts are in your ass.
Yeah, they're still in me. And
actually, you shit out the hard drive before every episode.
Mm-hmm. It slides out of my butt.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Now that we've figured that out, do you want to answer some more questions?
Yeah, I do.
Serge, dude, what's this guy's name, man? It's a girl, dude.
What do we do? What's a girl bit that we do?
We don't do a girl bit.
We're sexist.
Sergia.
Very nice.
Sergio writes, I have a question that may seem silly, but it really bothers me. Me and my boyfriend have been together for 3 months now, and the sex is dope. But the foreplay has some issues. When it comes to me giving him head, he says it isn't that great. He says it's fine, but not all that great, and I haven't been able to make him come. I've never had this problem with any other guy I've been with, and there's been a decent amount. I don't know what to do. I have a really sensitive gag reflex, but I've been able to work around it in the past. My boyfriend is really into me deep-throating and essentially mouth-fucking me, and if that's what he's into, I want to accommodate to best I can so he can get off. But I can't breathe when he does it, and I make these gross gagging noises, and I feel like I'm choking when he does that. I really want to be the cute girl.
What's up, buddy?
It was the most foul. I felt disgusted with myself saying that fucking super vulgar foul sentence, and then the next one's, I really want to be the cute girl that can get him off, but I can't breathe when he does that, and I sorry. I really want to be the cute girlfriend who gives him morning head before.
So nice.
I want to be the cute girlfriend who gives a morning head before work, or road head. You know, the cute girl who gives you a road head.
Yes.
But if I'm not that good and I can't make him come, then what's the point? He's not super sexual as a person, so he says that it isn't that big of a deal, and having just normal sex and giving instead of receiving is good enough for him, but it makes me feel like I'm failing as a girlfriend. So what do I do? Do you have any tips on how to improve? I've never had this issue before, and I'm genuinely at a loss. I hope this wasn't too long. Thanks for everything. Love, Sergia.
Sergia. Huh. He wants to face fuck her. I want to face fuck you. I want to fuck your face.
Yeah.
Now. I don't like coming to the negotiating table with you're not good at getting me off.
Right. That's a negative place to start.
Yeah. It's not where you want to start. I'm not going to fault anybody for wanting to have someone gagging on their shaft.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, that's not me,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not going to call you a sicko because you want to face fuck somebody.
You're not perverted.
I won't do that. I don't. The problem is that it's a very sort of aggressive sexual thing, and
yeah.
Somebody really has to be into it, and both people kind of have to be into it if you want the desired effect.
Uh-huh.
And it sounds like she doesn't want to do it.
No, will her body allow her to do it.
Yeah.
It sounds like she's down if it was possible, but she can't do it without, you know, choking.
So I don't like the boyfriend's starting from a place of, you're not great at giving head. Because that's not true. It's that he likes a very specific kind of head.
That she can't physiologically account
for. So first of all, if somebody said, you're not great at giving head, I'd be like, yo, I actually made a lot of dudes come with my mouth, so you're not that great at getting it.
Wow.
If you have a specific thing that you like, we can talk about it, but don't come at me with you're not that great at head, because I'm actually pretty good, and I sucked a lot of dicks, and I know what the fuck is up.
And then you show
Because everybody else has come in my mouth, and you haven't.
Yeah, you show them a video.
Yeah, then then his dick gets super small when you say something yeah. like that, right? Uh-huh. You could deep throat it all day.
Because it's a fucking AA battery. It's a weenie in a blanket.
Yeah.
It is half of a Triscuit.
It's a weenie outside the blanket. Yeah. It is just a miniature hot dog.
Yeah.
You could swallow it.
It is a mini golf pencil.
You could probably fuck your nostril with it at that point.
Which maybe is what he's into.
Interesting.
A nasal fucking.
I think you gotta, you can just be up front. Just be like, hey, I wanna gag on your dick, but it's too uncomfortable. And is there anything else that I could do maybe in sex? You said the sex is dope. So it might just be like, hey, he likes the kind of blowjob that you're not down for.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that Morning Head and Roadhead aren't, like, dope too. Like, I don't have to come from getting a blowjob and I still like it.
Yeah.
I don't have to come from making out and I still like that. You know, you don't always have to come to get sexual satisfaction. I don't come when I grab girls' tits and I don't come when I touch a girl's ass. But it's still, like, some of my favorite things to do.
Yeah, it's like when a girl says, you know, I haven't had an orgasm, but I still had a lot of fun. This was still very pleasurable. You can have pleasurable sex without necessarily C-U-M-ing.
Yeah. What, you're afraid to say the word cum?
It's getting a little crap.
Because my mom
crap.
Listens to the podcast. Yeah. You don't want to say cum too much because you think my mom might be listening. Stop. She actually is, and I am sorry.
She's hiding underneath the table because this is a 360-degree video and she doesn't want to be on camera.
Oh, mother.
Oh, mother.
Dear me.
Why, mother? Why? I am melting, mother. You don't feel like you're failing as a girlfriend. She's going above and beyond. You're doing great as a girlfriend.
Yeah.
You're choking for him, which is pretty uncomfortable. Right. It's one of the worst things you can feel as a human is not like being able to breathe.
Yeah, it's like a really specific kind of blowjob that, like, I think you don't have to do all the time. Even the people that are into the gagging face fucking blowjobs, like, you don't. I'm sure he would like Morning Head, and it doesn't have to be of like a violent him, yeah. You know, grabbing your ears and and giving you a dollar.
Why a dollar?
You know, it's that dance, like 5 cents, 10 cents, $25.
Oh, I see. You thought
dollar is like the thrust. Well, thrust of the.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm glad I asked because I don't think anybody would have gotten.
Yeah,
that.
No, I don't know why I said no dollar. Way. I think it's like some weird thing my cousin did on vacation a long time ago.
I don't want to know what you did to your cousin.
No, I mean,
dude.
Like, we didn't. Give
no,
each other
no,
a
that's
dollar.
Quite understandable.
We're talking about
you
meeting
did.
Girls on the beach and giving them a dollar, dude.
Yeah, and he face fucked me, but he never called it a dollar.
And he never came. Because my gag reflex was a little too sensitive.
I wonder if gag reflex is something, not that she should, but I wonder if just in general that's something you can eliminate. Like, is that a genetic thing that you can't get rid of, or is that something you
can
work
probably
on?
Probably something you can work on. Probably. I don't know. I remember in high school, like, guys dating girls and being like, and guess what? She doesn't have a gag reflex.
Yeah.
And every time I've ever gotten, like, a really deep throat blowjob, I'm just like, hey, are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Stop. You know how to do that.
Because it's like, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of intense. Like the past the tongue and like the back of the throat, it feels kind of unnatural.
Yeah.
It's bony back there a little bit.
And it feels like at any, there's something a little dangerous about it to me. Like that at any point, like you could just like clamp your jaw down by accident. Because like your body is like, hey, get it out. And it's like,
evolution.
It wasn't worth it.
You bit my dick off. Oh, what is that? Holy Christ. Oh, that is so rad, dude.
You gotta fucking write TV, dude. I love the catchphrase. Yeah. The catchphrases your characters come up with. Oh, man. You're like, what are you talking about, Willis? Like, yeah. Fuck that shit. Like,
so I'd be like, you bit my dick off.
You bit my dick off. Oh, yeah. That's good. That's gold.
So every episode.
That's the name of a sitcom. Damn, bitch, you bit my
whoa,
dick off.
Whoa, no
sorry,
way.
Sorry, I shouldn't have
cursed. It's 2016.
You're slut shaming.
You're slut shaming. You're mansplaining and you're manscaping.
I'm also manspreading right now.
You are manspreading.
You're on a 360 camera. You guys got to look at this manspread I got.
And it's actually a nice cheese spread. So Jake has a little bit of a smoked Gouda on his taint.
Hey,
and
easy.
A little crudite. He's got a little, Serge, dude, can I
can I get some salami, man?
Serge, dude, have you ever had ants on a log, dude? My dad used to make that, dude. You put peanut butter on celery, dude, and some raisins. Forget about it, man.
Can we make an Oreo graveyard, dude?
What's that?
Put gummy worms in chocolate pudding, man, with Oreo crumbles on top, man.
Yo, Serge, dude, let's blend shit up and dare each other to drink it, man.
Serge, man, you want to make a potion, dude?
Serge, dude, let's play blind man's bluff, dude. I'll put a towel over my head and try to catch you, dude.
Oh, you're fast, man.
My brother broke his nose that way, man. I'm serious, dude. Mercy. Should we answer another question?
Let's do one more.
Yeah, dude.
We didn't really give this girl very much advice, but like, just try to talk to your boyfriend about what you guys could do sexually. That would be more fun.
Yeah,
and let him know that you're insecure about the way he's talking about the oral sex, because he probably doesn't want to make you feel like that.
He doesn't want you to choke.
Yeah, and he doesn't want you to think you're bad at head. I want you guys to talk through the sort of negativity that he's casting your way.
Yeah,
it's not cool, because you want his dick in your mouth. So, like, he should come from a place of appreciation for that.
Yeah, that's, like, 90% of the battle.
Yeah.
Like, she wants to be him.
She wants my penis in her mouth.
Some people don't even like that much. Like, I can't handle that.
Yeah.
Like, I have
and, you know, the rest of society, most of everybody else is like, oh, I don't even want to talk to that person. So, you found somebody that wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
Wants to kiss you.
Uh-huh.
Wants to unzip your pants and place your penis onto their tongue.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot. She's gone a long way.
Yeah. You're not even meeting her halfway. You're meeting her, like, on the 1% line.
You're giving this guy advice at this point.
Yeah.
He should appreciate the blowjobs. And you guys can talk openly about how they could be better, but he shouldn't make you feel bad. The end.
Let's go for another pornographic question.
Nice.
Because we've gone blue. This episode is rated R.
Yeah. This episode's straight up called cum, dude.
No, I think it'll be called Surge, dude.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah. My boyfriend's obsessed with MILFs, writes. Should we give her a... Fuck it. Let's use her real name.
Whoa, dude.
Denise Hopkins. Straight up outing her.
Wow, Denise Hopkins. Let's call her Lisa, because that's a famous MILF porn name.
Okay. Lisa writes, I have a boyfriend who I've been with for almost 2 years now, and there's an age gap of almost 6 years between us, me being younger. We are both pretty young, under 30. I was on his computer the other day, and I went to Google something with the letters MI and noticed that he had recently been watching MILF porn. Come to find out that a huge majority of the porn he watches is MILF and mother porn. I even saw that he clicked on sister and grandma before. Not frequently, though. We have an amazing sex life and get it on way more than the average couple. It's just super confusing, because why would he go after me, someone much younger, if he gets off sexually to older women? Should I be concerned? Sincerely, young and insecure, Lisa.
Okay, Lisa, what do you say, buddy? Because I've got the answers.
I fear that we think the same thing, and I'll tell you what it is. When you fantasize, you don't fantasize about what you got. You fantasize about the polar opposite of what you have, because you can get what you got.
Never judge a guy by his porn.
So
that is not necessarily.
The fact that you are younger makes sense that he's looking at older ladies, because that's what you aren't.
Yeah.
And it's not something that necessarily you can't give him. But it's just something that he fantasizes about. And there's nothing necessarily wrong, and you shouldn't be insecure. If anything, you should start lying about your age. Maybe start saying that, oh, it's my birthday again. It's actually in March. Oh, actually, and then right. September rolls around. Say, I'm actually 30 and 31.
Then you say,
oh,
you are my son and your sister if you're into incest.
That's right.
Also, I wonder how much porn, like, she watched a lot of MILF porn. Like, if you just go onto, like, one porn session of his, it'll look like a lot of MILF porn, because people tend to open up a lot of tabs. Yeah. She's like, oh, my God, there's 10 links of MILF porn.
Yeah. That's 8 minutes.
Yeah, dude, you're good. Additionally, what was I? Oh, yeah. In porn, there's like two ages. It's 18 and MILF. There's no like...
There's barely legal and too old.
Yeah, there's no like, oh, hey, normal 27-year-old porn.
Yeah.
Like, oh, how old are you? I'm 27. It's either like you're 18 until you're 30 in porn, like freshly 18, barely legal. I'm just getting in. This is my first time. I'm mostly a virgin. And then there's like... MILF dominatrix, and that starts when you're like 28 or 29, right?
So
30.
There's no gray area.
Like a window. Well, the gray area is like 28 to 30, I think. Where
I trust you
can be 18 barely legal and MILF at the same time.
Holy shit.
And that's when you're making bang.
That's
bang.
You're money, making dude. Points in the back end, you're making points in the front.
Because you're getting it in the back end and the
getting
front.
Getting in the front. You bet my dick off. Christ. His attitude is like.
So, like, a little amused by
yeah, like, holy shit.
It's almost like it happened to somebody yeah. else.
He's reacting like
like he's watching a violent Quentin Tarantino yeah. film.
Or like someone hit him with a water balloon at a pool party. Like, oh, yeah.
Right in the nads.
Like, oh, that's not okay, but at the same time, whatever.
That'll hurt later.
Yeah, fucking.
Hurts now, actually, because you bit my dick off.
You bit my dick off. So don't worry about
be
the
happy.
Porn. About the porn. Don't judge a porn. Don't judge a man by his porn. Don't judge,
don't
a,
judge
book.
A man by his browser. History.
Dot, dot, dot. History. Yeah, that makes sense. That's a good life tip in addition to just porn. Don't judge a man by his browsing history.
Yeah. I mean, really, like, people search weird shit and then like you purge that curiosity and you're like, oh, that was weird, all right, bye forever.
Yeah.
I mean, and then if you rehash it, you're like, you looked at sister porn, so you're a sick fuck.
I wonder what's in my history. If it's
another thing though, like,
shameful.
A lot of people don't look at the titles of porn videos. Like, are you on Pornhub or RedTube or whatever site you go to looking at the titles of the video, or do you just look at the thumbnail? And it doesn't matter what the fucking title is.
Oh. Yeah, I guess you just look
I'm
at...
I'm looking for, like, a person I think is attractive or an ass that I think is hot in a thumbnail.
And then it happens to be a MILF or happens to be this.
Yeah, I'm not ever, like... I guess you can, like, you search sometimes for, like, MILF porn or whatever. But generally, if you're, like, looking at the videos that he watched and all the titles, I bet it's mostly just...
What's the plural for MILFs? Is it MILVs?
It's MILVs.
It
like
is MILVs. Yeah, or elves. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. MILVES.
It would make grammatical sense, I do believe.
An example of a search history that I'm kind of ashamed of is name of not prime numbers.
That's
yeah.
I think you're a little bit proud of it, though.
Yeah, you well, do. I like, didn't know.
Yeah, so that's
so. Like my 10-year-old niece asked me a math question that a fourth grader would know, and I didn't know the answer, so that I Googled it later.
What is the name of not prime numbers?
A composite number.
I do know that.
Now we all know.
At some point in my life.
That's right. We end every episode with a math tip.
And I remember that time I had Googled Mark Paul Gosselaar shirtless.
Well, you'll
I
Google
do that
a
more
lot
often
of
than I like to admit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I Google a lot of male celebrities and sports stars shirtless. Mm-hmm. I like to see if their bodies are as ripped as mine.
And
oftentimes they are, more so.
Did you see Creed?
No, I have to see that.
Oh, dude. Michael B. Jordan is fucking huge.
I can't wait. I love strong people.
Yeah. It is awesome that he got so big, but like, I don't like people being like, look how much he dedicated to this like movie. Like, he really got real shredded and cut. It's like, yeah, I mean, anyone would do that for like, that's the fun yeah. thing about, he still gets to be cut after. He
it's
didn't
like
do it
millions
just for
of
the
dollars
movie.
And he makes millions of dollars on the movie. I'm sure the movie like pays for a personal trainer and yeah. a professional chef cooking all of your meals.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I Michael B. Jordan, if you're listening, I don't mean to assume about all this stuff, but I just imagine and I think it's awesome and I think you're awesome.
I actually would only respect it if he went back to like being not as cut and jacked and huge after the movie.
I mean, it must be it. I'm sure he would, because it's got to be so much work to keep up that level of fitness.
Yeah,
he could probably peel it back a little bit, still look amazing, and he's not.
Yeah.
But
give know. Me like the Christian Bale lost 80 pounds. That's impressive. Because yeah. it's like he went from Patrick Bateman. He was jacked and he had to lose it all.
That is hard. Way. Also, I think it's really hard to gain a ton of weight in a fat sense, to be really, really fat. Because that'd be kind of fun while you were doing it. But yeah. also like having a super shitty diet would make your mood a little bad. Yeah. And then also you're like, you know, all I'd be thinking about is like, how do I get back to normal after this?
Yeah, if you spurlock yourself.
Yeah, that would be hard. I would like to do that. Anyway, I have to piss. Can we end the podcast?
Uh-huh. if you have your own questions or your own theme song submissions, that email address for everything is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Our website is ifiwereyoushow.com. We're going to try to put this video on our YouTube channel, which is If I Were You Show YouTube. I don't know. Google it. And then also on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Jake and Amir. Hopefully we'll have clips or maybe the whole episode. We'll try to post it online sometime this week. Thank you for listening. The opening theme song was from Justin Gonsalves, and the closing one is George, and he did a Hey Ya parody. Remember Hey Ya?
Yeah, yeah, I love Hey Ya.
So here we go. Listen to this Hey Ya parody, and we'll be back soon. Later, everybody. Thanks for listening and or watching.
Deuces.
You bit my dick off!
Jake and Amir don't mess around because they love us so, and if I were you, the show. But do they really want Kobe to sit in with them? I don't know. Better break up with your girlfriend because Jake wants to have sex right now. Thank God for Carl and Truman putting them together. Excuse you, how? Toda, 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 toda.
That was a HeadGum podcast.